of Life. The story of Dr. Jim Brent, brought to you by Does, the new kind of soap that does everything in your wash. It was mid-afternoon of a very busy day before Dr. Brent had a chance to do something he had been wanting to do for some time. Pausing for a moment in his rounds, he stepped into Dr. Fraser's office and spoke to his secretary.
Would you be good enough to call me when Dr. Fraser comes in? I want to see him before he leaves the hospital today. It's really quite important.
The secretary who took Jim's message looked at him oddly as he walked out. She hadn't been there very long, but even she had heard whispered comment about the differences that existed between Dr. Brent and Dr. Fraser. Rumors about the circumstances of Dr. Brent's being asked to resign as chief of staff, and of the selection of Dr. Fraser to replace him. She knew about Dr. Brent's illness, his period of amnesia, and then his return to the hospital. One morning, she had noticed on her schedule that Janet Mercer, Dr. Fraser's stepdaughter, had been operated the night before for appendicitis by Dr. Brent. And that day, Dr. Fraser had been more difficult and exacting than ever. And now, Dr. Brent wanted to see Dr. Fraser about something important. The girl's curiosity was aroused, and later in the day, she regretted the closing of the door behind Dr. Brent as he went into the chief of staff's office.
Well, Brent, I'm glad to see you.
Oh, thank you, Doctor.
Sit down, won't you?
Oh, thanks.
It was good to see you and Carol at Janet's wedding.
It was a happy occasion. Janet and Jean seem to be on the way to a pretty good life together.
Yes, so it would seem. I hope it turns out that way. I didn't get a chance to talk to Carol at the wedding. She looked very well. Very lovely, in fact.
She is very well, thank you.
And the baby. Daughter, isn't it?
Yes. Jean, he's getting along fine. And Dr. Fraser, I came in to see you about my position on the staff here at City.
Your position on the staff?
Yes. I've been bringing more patients here lately than I did there for a while. I'm doing more surgery.
Oh, yes. So I've noticed, Brent.
I expect to be having a pretty full schedule before long, taking over my full practice.
Well, that's splendid. I'm very glad to hear it. But I don't see...
Under the circumstances, I thought it might be a good idea to have the question of my membership on the staff taken up at the next staff meeting.
But why, Brent? Surely you haven't met with any difficulty in bringing your patients here, in having them receive proper care?
Oh, no, of course not. I found everyone completely cooperative. But since I was inactive for a considerable length of time...
Oh, your name has never been taken off the staff list.
Yes, I know that. I appreciate the courtesy. Because that was what it was while I wasn't practicing. But now that I'm back at work again, I should like to have my position clarified.
Well, of course, if you feel that it's necessary.
I do. I could have had one of the other men bring the matter up, but in fairness to you as chief of staff, and inasmuch as we're in the same field, I decided to come to you about it first.
That was very considerate of you, Brent. Yeah, I'll be more than glad to bring up your name myself, if you want it done.
Thank you, Doctor.
You know, it's deeply gratifying to me to feel that we're on good enough terms for you to want to talk it over with me.
It isn't a question of the terms we're on, Fraser. It's a question of my professional standing at City Hospital. I prefer to bring my patients here. I've been associated with this hospital for many years. Quite naturally, I hesitate to establish a connection elsewhere. But I do want to be clear about just where I stand.
Yes, I see. Well, as I said, I'll bring your question before the next staff meeting. Incidentally, Doctor, I understand that your plans for a new hospital, those you're making with Bill Wiley, are well underway.
Yes, they're progressing nicely. The building is getting pretty close to completion.
That's what I've heard. Am I right in thinking you'll continue to bring at least part of your patients to City?
Oh, yes, yes. As a matter of fact, I'll certainly bring all of my regular patients here, and probably such surgical cases as we have from time to time at the Wiley Memorial.
Mm-hmm. You expect to have a good many surgical cases there?
Well, that's something we can't possibly predict.
Oh, no, I suppose not. I was wondering, Brent, whether you would have selected your staff as yet.
To a certain extent. I've spoken to a number of men about it, but of course we haven't too good an idea of what our needs will be until we get going. And since there'll be very little opportunity for private patients, well, we're waiting for a while.
Yes, that does seem wise under the circumstances. You know, Brent, as I told you some time ago, I've been seriously considering establishing a clinic.
Yes, I remember you saying something about it.
However, I've about come to the conclusion that, it doesn't seem to be quite the right time to undertake such a project.
That's so?
Yes, the difficulties of building, as a matter of fact, even remodeling an old building, which is what we planned to do, are almost insurmountable.
We found it pretty slow going, that's true.
And then there's the question of staff. So many of the younger men in service. Nurses, almost impossible to get. I suppose all this is anything but news to you.
I admit it isn't easy.
I don't like to give up. I'd looked forward to the opportunity such a clinic would give me. I've been wondering if I couldn't find those same opportunities elsewhere.
It was my impression that you wanted the clinic largely as a matter of convenience.
Oh, no. No, I think my idea was somewhat the same as your own, Brent.
In what way?
Well, there are always new things opening up in medicine. New ways of working that are perhaps somewhat outside the scope of a hospital such as City.
That's certainly true. But I thought that your private practice was, well, but it was the thing that you were interested in building up.
Oh, yes. My practice is very large, of course. But it doesn't afford me much opportunity for, professional growth, shall I say. Now, what I was wondering, Brent, would there be a possibility that my services might be useful in this new setup of yours?
I think not, Dr. Frazier.
Well, you said a few minutes ago your staff wasn't complete as yet, you know.
That's true, it isn't. But I'm sure that I can handle such surgical cases as we have for the time being.
But if I could work with you as the thing grew...
Frazier, I've tried working with you a number of times in the past.
Oh, well, we're older now, Brent. Not so hot-headed.
I'm not so much older that I've forgotten certain incidents.
No, I'm sorry you feel that way about it, Brent. You see, I was hoping that I could offer you, I have some money that I could put into some such project.
We don't need your money. We never will.
Thank you, just the same.
No, that's too bad. I'd hoped we might, work something out between us, Brent.
That's utterly impossible, Frazier, and you know it.
Well,
I guess I better be going. appreciate it if you'll bring up my membership before the staff meeting.
Oh, yes, yes, I'll do that. By the way, Brent, I've asked to have your son put on my service when he enters the hospital.
On your service?
Yes, yes. He'll be starting next week, won't he? Graduating in a couple of days?
Yes.
Yes, of course. Well, I'm looking forward to having him around. He's a good chap. The makings of an excellent surgeon. You can be very proud of him, Brent.
I always have been proud of him.
Well, goodbye, Brent.
Goodbye.
Secretary in the outer office looked up at Dr. Brent as he went past her. But she could read nothing in the almost grim impassiveness of his face. Listen to our next episode on The Road of Life. This is Gene Baker saying good day for the makers of Dove, and reminding you to do as the Dozens do. Let Dove, the new kind of soap, do everything in your wash. Work for victory at your dishpan by saving soap. Soap contains war materials. Never waste it. In wartime, never waste anything.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.